T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, y'all. Welcome to show number 3059. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less?
Ask the men's room is back.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking a drink. All right, here we go. Connecticut students banned from graduation after penis prank at high school. Meanwhile, a Miami bar offers free shots when Team USA scores as patrons fall off their stool. Teen in India dies while taking selfie on top of train. Florida couple expecting 10th child does gender reveal with gator on the chain. And a woman captures a seagull dive bombing her lobster roll on Instagram. A very Northeastern. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, everyone knows that person. You know, the one who's found a way to brag about being woefully out of touch. And you know the person I'm talking about.
I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. Or if you're someone like me, I'm not on Facebook.
And it goes on and on. Well, now there's a guy from New York City. You laughing at me, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I'm that guy. I am that. I'm not on Facebook. I don't care about that. And I will go off about it for 45 minutes, which is crazy because I'm not on it. But now there's a guy in New York City. Now keep in mind, he's a former barista and a former delivery driver. But he's bragging about the fact that he's never ordered a coffee from Starbucks. He's never actually drank a coffee in his life. He's never ordered delivery. And he's never owned a credit card. And I think he's more impressed with himself than anyone else is. But it's not as unusual as he thinks it is. Like I said, we all know that person. And while there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your lifestyle, that's your lifestyle. It still surprises you when someone hasn't done or experienced something. For example, Kendall Jenner, if she's to be believed, has never eaten a Hershey Kiss. That's not a bad thing, but how in the green hell have you never had a Hershey Kiss as a grown-ass woman? But this is what our question is about today. Fill in the blank style. People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank.
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the show's ready to go. Welcome to show number 3059. a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. It's amazing that you find these things, because let's face it, news is just full of happy stuff.
Always.
But either way, you find us three somewhat disturbing stories, and it's up to us to determine which of the three stories that you bring us suck the least. How are we looking this week? I got the feeling in the office that this is an ugly one.
Let me just put it like this. It's effed up. All right. I mean, that is straight up how it is. And Robin saw the headlines of each of the three stories, and you kind of make your guess. And Mike and I explained, listen, when you hear the whole story of each, you might change your opinion. But none of this is good.
As the men's room returns, if you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this. And today we talk about things that people haven't experienced. Maybe it's you personally, or it's someone that you know, personal friend, family member, that you just think is a little bit odd. Now, we just had a story not too long ago about a survey on national landmarks when we played Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Yeah.
Bottom line was 80% of the population in any given area hadn't seen the local landmarks in their city or their area. Most of those people, 80% more, then again said they had not tried the one nice restaurant in their town that they've always wanted to go to.
This is what I believe to be true from that. I would think the bulk of those people were born and raised in that same place, okay? Which means your family is there. And if your family's there, that means no one from the outside comes to visit you to coerce you to go see the thing. Because listen, we are in Seattle, Washington. And anytime someone flies in from out of town who has not been here, guess where I'm going to go? It's going to be the Space Needle.
Or Pike Place Market.
Pike Place Market, right, a million times. But, you know, if I'm born and raised here, my extended family's here, probably not.
Do you know what I say every time I go down there? There's a wheel, there's a you know, waterfront area, and it's touristy because the cruise ships come in, and there are staple restaurants in the Seattle area that are down there on the water. But every time I go down there, I always have a good time, and I always say the same thing. I should come down here more often.
But you won't.
It's pretty cool. I like it down here. I don't know why I come down here.
But no, we say that about everything. We should hang out more often. Hey, we should stay in touch. Like, it's just things you say.
Sure. So,
because you're a liar.
We have this guy. His name is Alex Lockey, and he is a writer for Business Insider. And typically, he writes about the business world for the magazine. But on Wednesday, for no good reason, he tweeted that in all his lifetime living in New York City, about 8 of his 29 years, he had never bought something at Starbucks. He never, ever had a coffee, and he never ordered delivery or used or has owned a credit card.
It also sounds like a barrel of fun.
He said no one liked the tweet, but several colleagues confronted me about it in person. They had to know. Basically, they just could not believe it. But honestly, if you do buy coffee from Starbucks or order delivery, he says, I think you're weird. Credit cards, I understand, but I never felt the need for them. Going to Starbucks and ordering food for delivery, however, are, in my mind, ridiculous habits, and here's why. What I buy instead of Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. I think coffee tastes good. I just don't drink it. I spent more than a year working as a barista, too. I drink tea, which my employer generously provides. At home, I have a box of English breakfast tea.
Mm-hmm.
So he just sticks with tea. Doesn't really drink coffee.
It's fine not to drink coffee. I don't know why you gotta be like, I think people are weird that do.
Well, see, he's one of those guys. No matter what he says, and he's gonna say some sensible things. Waste of money, blah, blah, blah. But the only thing I would add is, and we say this about everything, and certainly the older I've gotten, the more this proves to be true. When you are the only person that believes what you believe, there's a good chance that you're the moron.
Okay. What I do instead of delivery, this actually makes sense in a practical way. I love food. I worked on and off in restaurants for decades. Eat all kinds of food, gourmet food to really crappy fast food. But no matter what, I go and get it. Ordering delivery is more expensive, and you have to sit and wait for someone to show up. Even in New York City, this can take an hour or more, and I'm not emotionally capable of waiting an hour for food. In that time, I could go grocery shopping and make basically any dish I'd order because I'm good at cooking. I'm sick or tired, I can just eat a can of soup or something from the pantry.
And listen, it all makes sense, but at what point are you enjoying your life? I go, it's ridiculous to go to Disney. It's expensive. Have the experience, brother.
What I do instead of use credit cards, I've only bought one thing on credit, an English degree from Georgia State University. Otherwise, everything else I've bought in my entire life has been with cash.
Do you own a home?
He rents an apartment.
Oh, okay.
Am I such a caveman? You don't have to do everything else everyone else does. You don't have to spend above your means to fit in. You can live in a poor place. Most people do. So that's
I get
experience.
It. And it's like, listen, what you're saying, it's very, very practical. Remember, a couple of years ago, we talked to a guy who wrote a book, A Year of Living Biblically or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what he did was, he took what the Bible says you can and cannot do and lived absolutely that lifestyle. Down to the clothes he wore, how he groomed himself, the food he ate. Trust me, your priest doesn't even do it, right?
Sure.
So it's the same thing. It's like, right, there are things that people say, but in the end, you got to enjoy life.
Now, I'm not telling you something you don't already know here, because probably the majority of our listeners have already seen this promo. But in a promo for next week's Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode, Kendall Jenner dropped a major, major bombshell.
Major.
She's never tried a Hershey's Kiss. In the clip, Jenner's big sister, Khloe Kardashian, has some thoughts on the treat. She says, wow, Hershey's Kiss is pretty epic. Thank you, Khloe. Yes, that is the right way a human being should react when eating a little chocolate kiss. Because guess what? They are epic. Really? She asks, really? What do you mean, really? Kardashian then admits, I haven't had one in such a long time. And then Jenner just casually throws out, I've never had one. Khloe's eyes communicated the exact thoughts of everyone watching. What the hell is that? Kendall is saying that she just never had a Hershey Kiss.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think she's missing much. I said this the other day.
I know you don't think so. Look, it's not about whether you're missing
the original.
It's the fact that you have not had one to even say. You've had one to say.
I've tried every different variety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's out there, I'm going to try it. If they got different varieties. It's not that I don't like them or eat them. I just don't think they're that great. I think they might be overrated.
Look, they might be overrated. It's still like hard Hershey's? To believe she has not tried one. That's all.
But do you like Hershey's chocolate?
I mean, a Hershey chocolate bar is probably one of the most generic items out there, right? As far as a treat goes, a candy bar. It's just plain.
Well, they
kind of
set the standard, right?
Sure. Yeah. So to me, it's just a little clump of that.
Sure.
I think it's exactly so. Like, I'm not shocked by that, but I would also just for most people, like, all right, you ever had Hershey chocolate? Period.
I mean, like, if
you've
they
had a kiss,
if they dusted it in nuts, if they put some delicious peanut butter on the inside,
sure.
There's a lot they could do with that thing.
Well, tell me, I will say this: I'm just shocked she never had one. Like as a child, like you Christmas time, like
that cookie shows up, right?
Or no? Well, dude, good call. Right, well, I was just thinking about the commercial with them playing bells.
Okay, oh, that cookie is fantastic.
Thing is, do you know anyone who's never had a Hershey Kiss? I know people like Miles, like, I don't need another one.
But I probably don't know anybody from that much money.
Okay.
Like, but even rich people would want a Hershey Kiss, man.
They would, but you got to keep in mind the Jenner kids are even younger. So, I mean, they've lived, she's been like a millionaire since she was like 17 or something. So, like, I think
17 years before
most of their desserts are like
brought in from someone else.
Yeah, or like the pastry chef made them.
They're not making cookies. They're not making those cookies with a Hershey Kiss.
She's probably
should. Those cookies are the bomb. I don't care if you're in the White House.
And
you have a personal chef, right?
That's true.
Hey, bro, hook me up one of those Hershey Kiss cookies.
But the Reese miniature, man, the little Reese cup ones, when they do that,
that's tremendous.
Boy, I get excited about that.
Think she's had a Reese cup?
I would have to think so.
Why? She hasn't had a Hershey Kiss? Why the hell would she have a Reese cup?
I just think because...
See, you can't wrap your head around
peanut
it.
Peanut butter blossoms. That's what they are, right?
Yes.
With the Hershey Kiss
in
there. Miles is right, though. The Reese's cup is much more prevalent. Like
it is.
As much as I like a Hershey Kiss, if it's not a holiday, I'm not going to buy a bag of Hershey Kisses.
No, you'll see someone with a couple Reese cups.
Like, I think one she's Monday,
I think she'll have a Reese cup before she has a kiss.
Let's get an interview.
Okay.
We're going to ask her one question and then send her on a
It'll take 5 minutes.
I am not that shocked by this.
Really?
No.
I just am because to me, a Hershey Kiss, it's like I've never actually blown my nose on an actual Kleenex. It's like I've never had Kool-Aid, like,
I think there might be basic stuff just that someone that wealthy probably hasn't done. Like, hell, I don't know.
But it's a Hershey Kiss, in the kitchen.
Had an Arby's roast beef sandwich. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, dude, I got to be honest with you. I think you'd be shocked how many people haven't had Kool-Aid.
Haven't had Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Well, like real Kool-Aid.
Did
like
you have no
Kool-Aid?
Childhood?
I know. Some people just didn't grow up with it.
Well, it's not exactly the best thing in the world.
It's not, but you're a kid. Twinkies aren't the best thing in the world.
Flavor-wise, it's pretty good.
No, it's very good. I'm just saying when you add the sugar and you make an original packet of Kool-Aid,
that's
you can't
great.
Believe it's... What is it? Is it 4 cups of sugar?
So, look, man.
I think it's 2 cups or 4 cups of sugar.
There's
it's
a reason
lot of
why
sugar.
Kids... Yeah.
You put it in there, you're like, oh my God.
It is delicious.
It's like homemade lemonade. You have no idea how much sugar it takes to get it to taste good. So our men's room blank question, people would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
Great comment comes in. Hershey chocolate sucks. Not even real chocolate. Has more high fructose corn syrup than anything.
Oh, it's the same crap. It's all sugar.
Right.
So, we debunked that one a couple years ago. So
doesn't matter.
Stop.
Stick with it, man. Science denial.
Also, as long as we're getting fired up, tropical punch.
The red stuff from Kool-Aid.
That is the best.
The best flavor.
Have you met anyone
Fight
that,
me.
That likes any other punch more than tropical?
I got grape the other day. It's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people go, you mean cherry?
No.
It's tropical.
And it's right. It's a tropical punch.
Yeah. The packet is blue.
Correct.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
I'm all fired up.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing great, except for this rash. It came back, so I'm really chafing bad.
Rush.
But thank you for asking.
Glad to hear it.
So what is people's surprise that someone hasn't tried? What is people's surprise? I'm buckwheat.
Well, my girlfriend has had almost no fruits. She says she can count as many fruits as she's had on her hand. She's never had a blueberry. I just got her to try a strawberry. Yeah. And
what are her basic
she
fruits?
She like oranges.
I'm assuming she had an apple, and I'm assuming she had a banana. What has she tried?
She likes bananas.
Okay.
She's taken a bite of an apple. She didn't really say if she liked it or not.
All right.
Hey, I'm right there with her. How does she feel about vegetables? Like, I put it this way. I've tried blueberries, strawberries, all the stuff. I do not like them. And people cannot wrap their head around that. I don't know what to tell you. But what about vegetables? Does she like vegetables?
Yeah, she likes vegetables.
Oh, well, she's lost.
How about watermelon?
I think she's had watermelon.
Cantaloupe.
Oh.
I don't think she's had that either.
Cantaloupe's
See,
a joke.
Cantaloupe, no,
even
dude.
Even people
no.
that like fruit don't
no,
like cantaloupe.
I love cantaloupe.
You would.
What's cantaloupe is fruit? Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with Miles on this one. Yeah. Cantaloupe is great.
Are you kidding me?
I like the honeydew melon, too.
Yeah, you're right. Kidding me.
Cantaloupe is the jam. I eat cantaloupe Jesus and honeydew Christ. Almost every day.
If I could wrap it in prosciutto.
You might have to talk to
if
a
foreign
language.
If I could wrap it in prosciutto.
No, you don't get that. You don't get to wrap it in something delicious.
I can do whatever I want with
it. Is it good on its own?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then why do you wrap it in prosciutto?
Because it's so good.
Well, it's better.
It's real, real good. You get the fat, you get the meat, you get the fruit.
There's a whole utensil just for making balls out of melon.
I know.
Mm-hmm. A ball scooper.
Yeah.
Melon baller.
Melon baller.
Melon baller.
Ball scooper. That's what your doctor has.
He's so good, he's a melon baller.
He gets paid in melons. Guaranteed 25 million melons.
I will say, cantaloupe has you got to get it right.
What do you mean?
It's like
right.
an avocado.
It's right.
If it's hard, it's gross.
Okay.
But the right texture, it's great.
You got to push in on that little balloon knot there and make sure it kind of goes in a little bit. And once you do, if it pushes in a little bit, you can smell it.
It's very medical.
Yes, I'm serious.
Right.
If you push in on the knot and then it pushes down a little bit, then whiff that thing. And if it smells good, then it's right.
Still don't eat it.
I mean, even as a short, very fat kid, I liked cantaloupe as a kid. It's so sweet.
Miles is going to every grocery store puncturing melons to see if they're just
that's a right boy.
Like creepy melon Goldilocks, and you're about to get completely slammed with text saying you're supposed to thump the melon.
Right?
That's what you do with the melon.
Thump it?
Yeah, but Miles is creepy.
Or you tap it and hear the sound.
So he's pushing the would-be anus.
It's like a piece of bread.
I push in on the love button,
that's
and then I smell it.
I'm going for the would-be anus of the cantaloupe.
This one ain't ready. You take this one. Here.
Who taught you to push on the butt of a cantaloupe?
It's not the butt.
It is the butt.
No, it's the dingus. I mean, it's not the cheeks.
I argue it's the butt.
No, it's where it poops from. You push in on the...
Where does a cantaloupe poop? Hey, Siri!
Seriously.
Where does a cantaloupe poop?
Push in on the love button and then smell it.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello.
So, right?
Go ahead.
So the thing that always surprises people is that I have never been to a strip club.
Just by the tone of your voice, I'm surprised you've never been to a strip club.
Is that because you were never close to a strip club, or it's just not your thing?
No, if I'm going to give a woman money, I expect her to do a hell of a lot more than give me a lap dance, so.
Have you paid
for that, ladies?
Have you paid for a hooker?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. I talked about that last time, man. I always go for the Asian women.
I think we remember you.
I will give you this one.
Well,
if you do pay for prostitutes, then it makes sense you would not spend your money at the strip club.
Yeah, you're cutting to the quick
that
on
makes
that.
Sense. But most people don't spend their money on prostitutes, so they go to the strip club.
But it also seems like we're kind of nitpicking here, right? Like,
he's getting laid by the prostitute.
But you're still spending money on a sex worker either way. So my point is, like, if you say I've been to a strip club, I'm like, what are you, a prude? Like, no, I buy hookers. Like,
well, he's not a prude. But see, I think it's totally different, man. I would rather have sex than watch a porn. It's
agreed.
Roughly the same thing, but for me, I put much more import on the sex part. That said, I don't mind porn. I enjoy porn. But given the choice, I'm going to go get laid.
Here's
so for
sucks.
Me, he doesn't want to pay for porn.
Right, hear me out. But it's kind of like I have friends that go, I don't own a TV. And I go, all right. You have computers. Yeah, phones. All right, so you have a ton of screen time.
Right.
So I think this is kind of the same thing. Like, all right, technically you haven't been to a strip club, but you're still paying for sex work.
Also here in Washington State.
I think it's a lot different. It's just me. But if I'm not getting laid, I agree with him. I don't want to pay to be horny. I want to pay to relieve it.
Sure.
Let me take that back. I don't want to pay to relieve it. I just want to relieve it. As soon as I said that, I'm like, God damn it, that's not what I meant.
The difference is, when you go and you're out and you're doing something that's entertaining and fun, if you're going to walk into a strip club by yourself, that's one thing. But if you're going out
during the day,
if you're out with a group of guys or whatever, like
at night, it's fine.
You go to a football game,
it just feels better.
You go to a football game, you drink a beer. You go to a baseball game, you drink a beer. You can go to the theater and get a beer. You can go to a concert and get a beer.
During intermission.
You can go to college football games and get a beer. You can do anything. You can go to a movie and get a beer. But if you go to a strip club in Washington State, they don't serve beer. So for me, it's like, look, I'm not a strip club guy, but if they serve beer, I would end up in strip clubs more than I do.
Because yeah, it's much more likely to happen.
Yeah, exactly, because that's kind of part of that whole event. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm on a bachelor party, we're probably drinking. You know what I mean? Like, this is like the equivalent of going to a dry wedding. It sucks.
My brother did that, man.
So
I'm with you.
My brother did that.
Super creepy when you go to a strip club and you can't have it. Because it's creepy for the dancers. It's creepy for the guy. Like, it's much easier just like
everyone have a good time,
like,
man.
I like strip club, like, kind of like the culture of, like, you hang out, this and that. Now, with that
beers,
said, I got like a 2-hour limit. Then I'm like, all right, we've seen.
But then also, people are more willing to part with their money, right?
Which you're having a good time.
They're trying to make, if Vegas stopped serving alcohol, they wouldn't make a dime.
Look, man, I told you, man. I went to Mike's an auctioneer. Mm-hmm. And I have not really been to a lot of auctions before.
You don't say.
Well, the ones that I went to were auto auctions. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit different. So, you know, they're just bringing the cars and the trucks through and people are buying them and they drive them off a lot, take them back to the dealership or what have you. This auction was for a charity. So, look, man, they have you there an hour and a half there ahead of time to pump you full of alcohol. Mm-hmm. So that when you're going to make a decision on spending your money on a vacation or it's all going to charity, whatever the deal is, but you might drop a couple $1,000 at this thing. If you're not drunk, you're going to be a little bit more logical on your rationale as far as spending your money.
Hey, man,
you
listen, there are like, jewelry stores where if you're a guy and you walk in with a woman,
glass
they will all instantly, they will offer you, because you're not there for you, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty obvious. So, but they get you to loosen up a little bit, and you spend more money. I mean, to me, and you understand that they're playing a game, but it's like, I want to play this
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. Nordstrom's has a Nordstrom lounge in a couple of their stores. Mm-hmm. Right? The idea is this. If it's a Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, a woman wants to go shopping, guy can go down there, he can watch the football game, the basketball game, the baseball game, whatever's on at the same time. And trust me, after 3 or 4 beers, if the woman comes down and says, hey, I need to try on a couple more things.
Go ahead.
A few more things.
I've made friends with these guys.
Here's
watching
the
football.
Card. You go.
Right. Leave me
you
alone.
You go. When you're done. You're done or not, I'm fine right here. You know what I mean? And it's a smart plan.
I dated a girl that liked makeup. So I would give her some money, not a ton.
That's so crazy.
Whoa.
But she didn't like football. So on Sundays, I would give her like $100, say, go over to Sephora, probably get one thing. And then I'd go over to
buy the thing you want.
And then I'd go over to Red Robin and watch football.
Right.
Perfect.
That's exactly it.
Drink beer and eat a burger.
It was great.
Yes.
So, I mean, it is the perfect mashup.
Venture and blank question. People will never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
New survey has revealed the simple everyday activities that Britons have never attempted. From throwing a coin in a wishing well to eating in a restaurant alone. Commissioned by the restaurant chain Yo Sushi. The poll found that 1 in 4 English men and women have never had a chance to pitch a tent. And 22% have never successfully poached an egg.
Not successfully. So
no.
They've tried.
Top 20 things that Brits have never done before. Right. Number 1 is tried sushi, 53%.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. It gets more interesting. 47% have never farted in a work meeting.
What? Man, I told Robin, I farted in a work meeting. I wasn't even part of the meeting. There are other people meeting. I opened their conference door, farted along the table, and they ended the meeting.
43% have never done the walk of shame.
Sure.
43% never done the walk of shame.
I didn't feel shame, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a walk of pride.
41% have never won a toy in a claw machine.
How bad are you at that?
I'm awesome at that.
Are you?
I'm dominant.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a dominant claw
machine
player.
Next time I see one of those things, man, I'm going to see your skill level, because I think those things are hard.
Yeah, they are. A lot of people have told me I'm wrong, and there's no way to be good at them. And they found out the wrong way.
Okay.
When I won an Aaron Rodgers stuffed doll.
Hey, wow. Now you're talking.
Do you still have it?
I do not.
Okay.
But I didn't recognize it, and I pulled it out and said, I won Joe Namath!
Yeah. Did you really?
Yes. And I was like, wait a minute, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, let's see. 41% have cried in public because of a song. Never done that.
It seems very British to cry about music.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just out in public? Like, come on, man. Get it together.
35%
you know?
Have never had a one-night stand.
Well, they haven't had the walk of shame.
31% have never eaten at a restaurant alone. Now, there's one thing to eat at a restaurant alone. There's another thing to sit at a table alone. I feel bad.
But I think that's what they meant. If you're at the bar,
right.
You're...
I mean, I can eat at a bar alone and not really feel too bad.
I like to get a booth and sit by myself.
I mean, that's a little strange. No, I'm table for one. Are you meeting someone? Nope.
I think it depends on the time of the day. If it's during daytime, I don't give it a second thought.
Yeah, lunch rush.
Right, lunch, you go like, whatever. But, yeah, something at night where you just look around. There's families, there's couples, and then there's the one. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not like they're on their laptop. Like, they're just sitting there eating.
Yeah, like, I've done it. But I think I was always like, because I was like 19 or 20 and just couldn't get into the bar part. You're right. I eat at places alone, but it's generally going to be at the bar.
Yeah, sure.
25% have never regifted a gift that was given to you, which means that 75% of the population has.
Apparently, Brits actually buy you things you want. Mm-hmm.
I also think eating alone at a table is fine. Just don't eat pizza alone at a table. It looks sad.
Really? Pizza?
Yeah.
Some of these are sad like that.
Because it's just, I don't know, just watching one person pull slice after slice.
Damn, Ted.
You mean like you're going to order a whole pizza?
To me, it makes
sense.
That would be okay, because like it's a pizza joint. It's not a fancy restaurant. Like, maybe you just want a pizza, right? I understand why they're there.
That appears lonely?
Yes. Like, get a couple
slices. What if you get a personal pizza?
Fine. I'm just saying, I used to live by a pizza place, and I remember going by and like... And I guess maybe because it was nice, they wanted to see, but there was just this one guy, and he would get a whole pizza and then just eat it. Every time I saw him take a slice, I was like, that looks sad.
Maybe did he finish it? Just like pizza.
I don't know. I never finished it out. I got too sad for him.
I got to go, man.
Some of the other things people never done. Put up a tent, successfully poached an egg, read a newspaper front to back. Let's see here. Change the ink on a fountain pen. I don't have a nice pen like that. Put together a piece of furniture.
Come on. What percent hasn't done it?
17% say that they have not, like IKEA. Baked a cake, skipped a stone across the water, or thrown a coin in a wishing well. All those things are part of the 20 the Brits have never done. Our question, men's room blank style, people would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
We've got a couple of comments here. And first, Ed, this person's with you. It says, people don't believe that I've never watched any of the Star Wars movies. Right?
No.
And you're right. Says, people don't believe I never tried pot. Okay, well, I've never chosen to try pot. If no one believes that, that means you look like someone who smokes pot. Says, this is just a matter of being crazy. Says, I know a chick that had never put her dirty clothes in the hamper unfolded. Yes, she always had meticulously folded her dirty laundry.
Huh.
Think about that.
Oh, I like her.
Your dirty clothes?
I don't care.
No.
If you're going to be that anal retentive and that OCD, that then tells me that a lot of other things will be as well.
No, it says that you're problematic. I think you missed the big ass.
I fold my dirty laundry before I put it.
I can step.
Don't call me when she cuts off your testicles with a scissor at 3 a.m. Like, of course she did. She's a freaking lunatic.
Yeah. We have 2 minutes on Thursday. Missionary.
Well, the common crazy thing in every relationship that you've ever been in is you.
Well, yeah, but she outdoes me.
So, I mean, you know.
I can't say folding dirty laundry before, like, that's insane.
That is, you're an impractical moron. Someone says, you thump a watermelon, not a cantaloupe. Cantaloupes, you just need to smell them. A lot of people were saying that.
You just got
to
press in the love button and then take a whiff.
People buy produce, and it's so strange. I don't buy produce, but it's strange looking to produce size. And everyone's just, and I get why you have to do it. But when you glance over, everyone is squeezing and sniffing everything. And then someone else says, I don't do vegetables or fruits either, Thrill, with very few exceptions. Peace to you.
Our men's room blank question. People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-HOLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.